This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Welcome back to the show here a few minutes after 6 on your Thursday morning, and I want to get you an update live from Washington, D.C. Fortunate enough to get Congressman Eric Burleson on the line this morning from the 7th Congressional District. Congressman, good morning.
Good morning.
It's been a long night, huh?
It's been a very long night. It's a historic moment.
So what's the latest? Give us the breaking news. Has there been a vote on this reconciliation bill?
I just walked off the floor. It passed, I believe, by one vote. Two Republicans voted no. And most of us voted yes. I'm going to be level set here. As a truly passionate fiscal hawk conservative, I think there was moments where I thought that this could be the opportunity, this could be the bill that we could shepherd in a turnaround in this country when it comes to our fiscal solvency and I get it. This bill was not necessarily the vehicle for that, but this was the vehicle for extending the tax cuts on the middle class, delivering on all of the things that Donald Trump campaigned on. And there were some little wins in there that were pretty significant. The more that I reflect on it, one is that we defunded transgender surgeries through Medicaid, and we also defunded Planned Parenthood.
Oh wow!
For me, that's a big deal. Through the bill, we also eliminated the suppressor. And the tax on the suppressor not eliminated suppressors. We eliminated the language in the law, the National Firearms Act related to suppressors, thus making suppressors no longer taxed and registered.
That's amazing. That's been a goal of yours, I know, for a long time. And I saw the folks at Gun Owners of America put that out on X this morning, that it had been part of the manager's amendment. Was that a little bit of a surprise to you? I know it's something you'd been working for.
No, we have been fighting behind the scenes tooth and nail to get that in. And so we got, I thought that we were able to get more than that. I mean, again, this is how I feel about generally speaking, is you try to get a lot, and then sometimes you get a little, and you have to kind of sit back and reflect and say, you know what? I think while I didn't get everything I'd asked for, at least we got something. And that's where we're at with this issue, too, because I asked for language repeal for the suppressors, for short-barrel rifles, for short-barrel shotguns, and that we didn't get the short-barrel rifles or short-barrel shotguns, but at least we got the suppressors. Now, that being said, it's going over to the Senate, and there's a handful of senators right now, John Cornyn, for example, out of Texas, who needs to demonstrate and prove that he's still pro-Second Amendment and it kind of leaves room for him to maybe add that language onto the bill and send it back over.
You mean to keep it?
Yeah, to eliminate the tax stamp on short barreled rifles and short barreled shotguns.
Wow. So you think there, in other words, you think there might be some opposition to that change in the Senate?
Oh, no, I'm sure there's going to be some opposition, but what I'm saying is I think the Senate is going to take that language that we put on suppressors and go further. That's my hope, is that they would go further with it.
I'm looking up at the TV screen right now. Kim just pointed out, and Mike Johnson is holding his news conference to brag about the big, beautiful bill passing, and here we've got you on the radio to talk about it. That's awesome.
Well, it's an honor to be on your show.
Well, I appreciate you. I know it's been a long night. I know this is a big relief. The news is that it passed by one vote, it sounds like, and now this moves over to the Senate. And is the goal still, to your knowledge, by July 4th?
Yeah, it's got to be done by mid-July if we're going to be able to meet the deadline for the debt ceiling.
Yes.
So we're hitting the debt ceiling at that point. We don't want to pass the debt ceiling in a normal bill, because you have to get 10 senators on board, and that will be way too costly. So this putting the debt ceiling increase in this one big, beautiful bill is a strategic move. And, you know, and it does, the fact that we finished the border wall in here, it boosts patrol for ICE agents. It kicks about 1.5 million illegal immigrants off of Medicaid, which is fantastic. We put in the able-bodied work requirements in Medicaid and food stamps. So there's a lot of wins in this bill. It's just, I wish we could have gone further, but I'm always going to wish that we could go further.
Right. Decipher that for people who are going to see mainstream media headlines within minutes saying that you're taking health care away from poor people. Well, what do the Medicaid cuts mean?
Yeah, I mean, look, Medicaid is it was intended for people that are disabled, age, the elderly, the blind, pregnant moms, and children. Right, that's who that was intended for. But under Barack Obama and under Joe Biden, they tweaked Medicaid to put a lot of young, able-bodied adults on this program. And they're able to do a lot with Medicaid in other states. In Missouri, we don't abuse this, but they do things like you would not believe, like help people buy stoves. It's crazy. But in addition, at the end of the day, somebody who is young and able-bodied to demonstrate that they're trying to get a job, or maybe they do have a job and they're just not making enough, or they're going to school to get a job. If you can meet those three requirements and you still need Medicaid, then we will cover you. But if you are not trying to get a job and you're not working and you're not going to school, then you need to get out and get a job before the federal government is going to pay for you to have Medicaid.
I can get behind that. I mean, is it up to this individual states then to enforce that, or how are they then going to be tracking this to make sure people aren't abusing it?
Yeah, we put in the bill the strict enforcement of these rules. So, because we know that there will be states that try to get out of enforcing that.
Right.
Sure.
But that's in the bill.
California, Minnesota. Let me go on.
You can name them. You can pretty much figure out who that's going to be. Congressman Eric Burleson, listen, I know it's been a long night. I really appreciate you giving me a few minutes this morning.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Yes, sir. You too. We do appreciate that. And there is a news conference going on in D.C. right now. Ethan, if you would pull that up. Tom Emmer, the House Majority Whip, is speaking right now.
House Republicans followed suit. Our one big, beautiful bill fulfills the mandate for change we were given last November. It allows President Trump to continue his successful border security and deportation operations by investing in more Border Patrol agents and ICE officers, funding the continuation of the border wall, and equipping our men and women on the front lines with the tools they need to keep us safe. Not only will the one big beautiful bill help to make America
safe. Let's get right to Aisha Howard.
All right, so you can hear the Fox is starting to cut away from their coverage, but you heard it here first. We had Congressman Eric Burleson on right off the top telling us that this thing passed by one vote. There were two no votes. I would assume Thomas Massie was one of those. I don't know who the other one was. Maybe Chip Roy. I just don't know. I don't want to claim because I don't know. Massie said he wouldn't vote for it. So no, he was one of them. For sure. But it's now past the House, and now it goes over to the Senate for any tweaks they may make to it. Let's hope they don't do any mass changes. As you heard Eric Burleson say, just to sum it up, as a fiscal hawk, it didn't have everything he wanted. That said, maybe the reconciliation bill is not the way some of that's going to happen anyway, but it did have some historic things in it. And goals that we all share, like increased border security. They defunded Planned Parenthood. They defunded trans surgeries for minors. They changed the National Firearms Act to no longer include and ban suppressors. You don't have to go get a tax stamp and permission from the federal government to protect your hearing. That's great. These are all great things, and the efficiency that they're going to now enact on Medicaid is great as well. Don't buy into the mainstream lies about that. All right, we'll get to a quick break. We're going to be back in just a minute.
All or
no?
No. Okay.
Our full staff was working on Friday.
Okay. Were they in the office?
We were in the 1520 Market Street building for at the time of the storm. We were conducting a workshop with other partners. But we were working the storm in that capacity.
Can you tell us when?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
When the full report...
So that was Sarah Russell, the now former head of the City Emergency Management Agency, when she spoke at that very first news conference the other day before She disappeared from the second conference, and then we found out that the mayor had suspended her pending an investigation and basically replaced her already with a member from the fire department, at least temporarily replaced her as they look for a permanent replacement there. She's the one, Kim, that you're reporting has had death threats now?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not that surprised. That's so ridiculous, but I'm not that surprised. Why do we have to do
who
that?
Would do that?
Come on. We're all angry that she messed up, but does that ever warrant a death threat? No.
Here's a question I have that I don't know the answer to, and I would love somebody in city government to tell me this answer, and maybe it's not as ironic as I think that the answer might be, but I'd still love to know it. What workshop were they attending or holding that was so important they couldn't cancel it on the day of a level 4 storm threat? I'd love to know what that was. Was it a tornado safety workshop?
Team building?
Was it a DEI workshop?
Are they doing trust falls?
What was the workshop? I've searched, I've scoured the city website. If it ever was on there, it's been taken down. I'm not suggesting a conspiracy, but I couldn't find a calendar showing what workshops were going on in the city the day of. It was in a government building, so my assumption was a government agency sponsored the workshop. I don't know what it was, but I think somebody should ask that question because it would speak to the priorities of that department.
Maybe they have asked it and Kara Spencer didn't
and
want
they
answer.
Don't they don't want people to know the answer because it's possible
and that would tell you that it was even more ridiculous than we're thinking.
Right.
I mean I know I'm kind of tongue-in-cheek when I say team building, but I'm serious. I mean those are a thing for companies, so I wouldn't be surprised if it was something really ridiculous.
It is. I would agree. Now, yesterday, they had FEMA on the ground. People are calling in here, well, where's FEMA? Weren't the Republicans being louder about FEMA not being here? It's a process to get FEMA money. It's a process. It takes a little bit of time, and people want to claim that it's because Republicans are cutting FEMA. Here is my friend Mike O'Connell. So Channel 4 and Channel 2 were all out there on the streets yesterday covering this story. Mike O'Connell used to be a reporter with me at Channel 4 years ago, and for years now he's worked for the state of Missouri in a variety of different positions. Now he's one of the spokesmen for the State Emergency Management Agency. And here were some of his comments yesterday. Cut number 7, please.
The reason that we do this is so that when we make the request as the state for a federal disaster declaration, we're all in agreement. We know how much damage there is.
With this agreement, they're hoping to expedite the process for getting federal assistance.
FEMA has a threshold. We don't know what that formula is, but you have to hit a certain threshold for the state and then for individual counties to qualify for a federal disaster declaration.
But on Monday, Governor Kehoe submitted an emergency declaration to the federal government, so some funds may come sooner.
So the idea is to try to get an infusion of federal money into the state to start the assistance process even faster.
Yep. So that was, again, Mike O'Connell with the State Emergency Management Agency kind of explaining that it is a process, which is why FEMA was on the ground with state emergency management officials, and I'm sure people from the city government looking at the damage and kind of keeping a running total. I imagine that what he's talking about there is a monetary amount. It has to get to a certain monetary amount, the damages.
Oh, I'm sure with an EF3, 5 deaths, 5,000 buildings destroyed, I'm sure that we'll meet that threshold. It's just how long will it take to actually get that granted and then get the funds released to us?
And the suggestion that there are things that are not happening because FEMA's not involved is just wrong. There's no shortage of money to deal with what's going on right now. It's just a matter of whether or not that money will be made whole by some federal government swoop in by FEMA.
Remember when we had all that flooding on more of the East Coast, and they were, FEMA at the time under the Biden leadership was skipping homes that had any sort of a Trump flag? Can you imagine if they did that here in St. Louis and
skip the ones that have a pride flag or a BLM flag?
Can you imagine if that came out that they were skipping those homes and told, hey, don't even bother giving that family assistance?
I think there'd be outrage. They'd be outraged if that happened. It's not going to happen. We're not going to do that. Okay, coming up, top of the hour, we've got Missouri Senator Josh Hawley. We'll get his reaction to the big, beautiful bill passing by one vote this morning. Just within the last 30 or 35 minutes that happened, as we broke that news there at the top of the hour, we'll go live to Washington to Senator Josh Hawley at 7:08. Stay tuned. Mac, if you're just joining us, you missed the breaking news at the top of the hour. The Congress worked all night, the House did, and they just passed what President Trump's called the Big Beautiful Bill, the reconciliation bill that required only Republican votes to get through. And, of course, they narrowly escaped the House by one vote. They had a three-vote margin. They got two people voted against it, and then there you have it. So we want to get an update on this, what all's in it. We're just learning a little bit more about it now. We've got Anthony LaBruna with us, Executive Director of the American Principles Project. And, Anthony, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, good to have you on. Not often we get breaking news at this hour of the morning, but we do right now. What's your take on what's good and what's bad about this bill?
Well, I think no matter however you frame this, this is a major victory for the Trump administration after all the hard work President Trump has put in with Speaker Johnson to get this done. Most importantly, though, three major things. Child tax credits are increased. We went from $1,000 to $2,500. We defunded gender transition surgeries with taxpayer dollars, so no longer will we be paying for this insanity. The biggest and most important, I think that's the biggest takeaway from this bill, is the defunding of Planned Parenthood. No longer will Americans' hardworking tax dollars be used to kill children, to kill babies in the womb. So this is a big day for American Principles Project. We're excited and fully supporting this bill as it gets to the Senate.
When we were just talking with one of our Congress members, Eric Burleson, he was saying, you know, as a fiscal hawk, he's like, you know, I like a lot of what's in this bill, many of which the things you just mentioned, but there's some things he feels like that don't go far enough. Do you share any of those concerns?
Well, we love Congressman Burleson. He's doing great. I think the biggest thing is about Congress is it's compromise. You win some, you lose some. And at the end of the day, I think this is more of a call on Congress. Now that DOGE has done their job in the administration, they've found $150 billion worth cutting. The rest of it, they need congressional authority to make those changes. So I tell Congressman Burleson, we're huge fans of him at APP, but let's get investigations going on the DOGE caucus over in the House, and let's start cutting more of this funding in the administration. I'm with him. We do need to cut more. It's never going to be enough, but we should take the wins we have day by day.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, we did raise the deficit limit again, the debt limit again, I understand, in all of this, and that was a big sticking point for some people. But you're right. I mean, compromise can be a dirty word sometimes. In this case, it's going to give President Trump and the Republicans heading into the midterms the big win they needed, I think.
100%. Now I think the most crucial thing is, can it get passed in the Senate? Can Majority Leader Thune do his job? And I think, again, Trump will lean on Majority Leader Thune, just like he did on Mike Johnson. The president obviously is a resource for Congress to get this stuff done. Now, again, he only needs Republicans to vote for this to get this done. If there are changes, though, made in it, it'd go back to the House and they'd have to kind of start from scratch again.
Yep. A friend of mine brought that up to me via text earlier. She was concerned about that very thing. Anthony LaBruna, listen, we appreciate your time this morning. How can people find out more about the American Principles Project?
Go visit us at AmericanPrinciplesProject.org. We're the biggest defenders of the family. We represent the biggest interest group in the nation, and that's the American family.
Outstanding. Anthony, thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Yep. Have a good morning. We appreciate that. He had another interview he had to get to, so I wanted to respect his time there. We will get to talk to Josh Hawley about this at the top of the hour and just kind of get his feel. I'm sure he's already got some idea of what the sticking points might be in the Senate based on what they just passed here. Will it be easier, harder? I think they can only lose 3 votes in the Senate. Am I right about that? We have 53,
that sounds
right,
but it's hard. I know that was obviously the House was the big thing, was, you know, that they had the 3-seat majority, right? And it passed by the one vote. two voted no.
If it's 50-50 in the Senate, we send in J.D. Vance,
right,
and he breaks the tie.
Yep.
So I thought we had 54 votes in the Senate now. That may be the case. But regardless, with weak-kneed people like Lisa Murkowski, who was specifically called out by Hillary Clinton the other day as one of the few Republican women who don't bow to the patriarchy, you've got losers like that in the Senate who might throw a wrench in the gears here. I hope there aren't enough of them, and we have a realization of the historical significance of what's possible here. Just what he mentioned a minute ago. Think about what they've accomplished. They've done something that we've screamed about from conservative radio for 15 or 20 years. I know Rush Limbaugh harped on this a lot. Why are we spending money, a dime of taxpayer money, on Planned Parenthood?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
So here's my question, because obviously that's one of the biggest wins from my perspective on this bill. We know there will be lawsuits, because even if this were to pass, there certainly still could be legal hoops that this will...
It's an appropriations bill. I don't know if they could sue over it or not.
I guess that would be my question. Mm-hmm. I mean, what can they do? Because certainly everything they could possibly do, they will try to do.
They'll bellyache.
Well, they'll go beyond that. I mean...
Yeah, they'll bellyache. So they defunded that. They defunded any public money
for trans
mm-hmm. surgeries, trying to turn you into something you're not.
And that's for...
I don't want my money spent on that.
That's not just for minors, right? That would be for anybody?
I believe it's for anybody. I don't know what that situation would be. So would that mean in prisons and in the military, if you choose to have something like that done, you couldn't depend on any federal government money going toward that? Because there was a while when in some states, prisoners could get part of their transition surgeries paid for.
Right. So
I'm hoping that's what this money eliminates. This bill eliminates money for that.
Do you know if insurance companies are covering any cost of that type of surgery? Are they saying it's purely cosmetic? Because in that case, most will not cover it. But if they can try to claim it's medically necessary, which is, I'm sure, the route they took in, say, prison, for some of these inmates to have it covered, then of course they're going to try to say that.
Yes. Yeah.
I have a lot of questions, but I think it's a big step in the right direction, this bill.
It is a big step forward. The other important thing there is the NFA Act. You know, my friend who texted me earlier, Bev, her concern was she thought she heard Congressman Burleson earlier suggest that maybe he was hoping there were some things in there that didn't get in terms of changes to short-barreled rifles and shotguns affected by the NFA, that she heard Eric Burleson suggest that maybe John Cornyn in the Senate would address those issues and prove how Second Amendment he was. She said the problem with that is if Cornyn changes anything, if anything in the bill changes,
it has to come back
and they have to get another vote in the House.
That's
which
just, it's not
it
worth
just passed
it.
By one vote.
You might not agree with me on this. Maybe you do. But that issue is not worth it to me to send back to the House, to risk then it failing over and over again.
There's too many other
wins in this. We just let's celebrate what we were able to do, what the House was able to do.
Right. And yeah, I support the sale of those, but I am not willing to kill everything else just to get it. It's just not that big a deal. It is a big deal. And just so you know, the portion of the law changed on suppressors was called the Hearing Protection Act, is what they put in there, because a lot of people use suppressors to protect their hearing when they're shooting. It's not about James Bond pulling out a gun out of his jacket with a suppressor on the end and going... and killing somebody. Mm-hmm. That's not what anybody buys a suppressor for.
I've shot with a suppressor on. It makes a big difference.
It really does make a difference. Yeah. And it's not the boogeyman that they used to claim that suppressors or silencers were. Well, how it ever got in the NFA, I have no idea why that was ever put in there to begin with. All right, coming up, we're going to get to in other news. Top of the hour, Senator Josh Hawley, who will give us his thoughts on FEMA aid for the storm recovery here in St. Louis. And, of course, whatever he thinks is going to happen when the big, beautiful bill starts being debated in the United States Senate. That's at 7:08. We'll be back.
In other news.
Remember that 20-year-old man who fell 20 feet from the stands during the Pittsburgh Pirates game last month?
Oh, tragic. Yeah, I remember everybody saw that video, right?
Well, now a 21-year-old friend of that guy has been charged with giving him alcohol. They went to the tapes, of course, because there'd be video of all these fans, and they were sitting up very close. And you could see him, the guy who fell, I guess, holding on multiple occasions beer. So the 21-year-old friend admitted to buying that beer for him when obviously he's not of age.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
So that didn't bode well for that guy. Now, they're not specifically saying that he fell because he was drunk
and inebriated. Well, I'm sure that played a role in it.
Wait, I'm sure it did, but they're not definitively saying that. But, I mean, there is video of him, I guess, holding two 24-ounce cans. I mean, that should give you a good buzz, right?
My guess is they've already looked at the security video throughout the stadium. They'll know if that kid was able to go up and buy the beer himself or not. You know, somebody was buying it for him and bringing it to him. I'm not laughing at him. I'm just saying that it would be ridiculous to suggest that the guy wasn't giving him the alcohol, which may ultimately have led to this problem. It would be a good message to send so that people stop doing that at ball games, because you know it must happen all the time.
Oh, yep. Yeah. I mean, this Absolutely. Is certainly not an isolated incident. It just so happens that this guy ended up falling 20 feet and was in pretty critical condition.
Only time that's okay is when the Blues win the Stanley Cup and they're marching down Market Street and people are tossing beers to the 18-year-old
oh my
star
gosh.
Hockey
and they're
players.
Chugging them. Chugging and like, them. No one even thought anything of it. Well, at least not that we saw.
Remember that, Sue? We watched Rob Thomas and some of those other guys slamming beers as they were walking down Market Street.
That was a crazy day.
Yes, it was indeed. All right. So everybody knows Brett Favre, the former quarterback of the Green Bay Packers.
There's a new documentary out on him, and it's apparently kind of ugly. It's called Untold, The Fall of Favre, and it premiered Tuesday, and Netflix has it on. Not surprisingly, there's no participation by Brett Favre in this thing. They spend about 12 minutes talking about his Hall of Fame career as a quarterback, and then it cuts to this lady named Jen Sturger. She makes an appearance to tell her story about him sending her unsolicited pictures of his private parts when they were both employed by the New York Jets. And Brett Favre ultimately destroyed my life. So basically, it's a big hit piece.
It's shocking that he didn't want to participate in that.
I know.
I can't believe it.
Yeah.
Just when you think that these TikTok challenges, these social media challenges can't get any dumber, you find out there's a new one. This one's called the Chromebook Challenge. Began on TikTok, of all places. That's where they all start, it seems, these days. This one in early May, where it encourages students to stick small items like paper clips or pencils into the USB port.
Oh.
Of their Chromebooks, and these are their school-assigned Chromebooks, and the hope is that it will basically ignite so that if you stick it in there, eventually you might get some sort of smoke coming out. And there was one person, a 15-year-old in New Jersey, who ended up getting arrested and charged with third-degree arson and criminal mischief because that's exactly what this student did. It ended up
To get out of class?
Fire. Just being stupid, I guess, and putting the video on social media. I don't know. Who comes up with these and who looks at them and thinks, I should try that one? That's a good one.
So dumb. Almost as dumb, if we could get back to the NFL for a minute, as approving flag football for the Olympics. I mean, seriously, they've already dumbed down the All-Star game in football to no contact flag football, which is redonkulous, and it's why nobody watches the NFL All-Star game anymore, right? They just don't. The Pro Bowl. There's no reason to watch it. So now the NFL has approved players' participation in the 2028 Olympic flag football. You could see Patrick Mahomes in playing flag football in the Olympics in 2028 if he chose to participate.
I had this for Sue's News yesterday, but I didn't get to it. But my point, I think that the NFL players were just mad that NBA stars could get gold medals and they couldn't.
Oh, okay.
And their idea is we can get in there.
Pro football is not currently included in the Olympics. So the pros can't participate. There you go.
Maybe these guys, though, take it on like a Chinese team or something? Or they're just going to
annihilate them.
Kids.
It would
There'd
be a
no competition.
Bath.
None.
It's going to be cash.
Hey, one real quick one. You know the Marilyn Monroe, like the twirl with the dress and how every girl's love to try to imitate that? Some student has come up with some technology. Sue, here you go. This is for you. It raises the dress so that it looks like you're twirling. So if you want to get a picture, you just, I don't know if it's like you hit some button, but it.
But in the movie, she walked across.
Up so it looks like you're spinning.
In the movie, she walked across a grate, and the air blew the dress up, and she famously had to try to keep it down so it wouldn't show her private parts.
Yeah, it's a little bit different as far as the circumstances, but I guess people are trying to emulate that.
Ah, boy, put that in the TikTok category. There challenges. That's dumb. All right, coming up, we're going to get to Missouri Senator Josh Hawley. The big, beautiful bill just passed the House. Now it goes to the Senate. Stay tuned.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.